Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
New numbers show city library use surged before the mayor's budget cuts eliminated its Sunday service. It's Thursday, February 1st, and this is your New York Daily News. Thursday's forecast calls for cloudy skies in New York City, with a high near 48 and a low near 35. Before today's top story, Mayor Adams' administration is making headway in collecting more street trash and curbing violent crime, but struggling to build street safety infrastructure, keep police response times prompt, and process cash assistance applications, according to a data-rich semi-annual report on city services released Tuesday. The document, the Preliminary Mayor's Management Report, shows that in the first 4 months of the fiscal year 2024, which began in July last year, police response times for serious crimes slowed by an average of 40 seconds compared with the same period a year earlier, a shift the city attributed to traffic and reduced personnel. Fire responses were 5 seconds slower on average, the report said. Police responses to critical crimes are now up nearly 2 minutes since 2021, according to the 432-page government report. And a new law designed to increase protections for victims of sexual assault in New York by redefining rape in the state's penal code is set to take effect in September. The Rape is Rape Act, which was signed into law Tuesday by Governor Kathy Hochul, updates the legal definition of rape to include other forms of forced sexual conduct. Under current law, rape is defined as vaginal penetration by a penis. The new law, a version of which has been in the works for over a decade, redefines rape to include non-consensual vaginal, oral, and sexual conduct. Hochul said Tuesday at a bill signing ceremony in Albany that the legislation, which will apply to sexual assault cases committed starting on September 1st, will make it easier for victims and survivors of sexual assault to come forward and prosecute perpetrators. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
New York City's public libraries saw large spikes in visitors and social program participation in the months before Mayor Adams' budget cuts prompted them to eliminate Sunday hours at all branches and scale back other services as well, newly released data show. The data was tucked into the preliminary mayor's management report that Adams unveiled Tuesday afternoon. The report tracks performance metrics of city services from July 1, 2023 through October 31st, the four-month span leading up to the release of Adams' November budget plan, which enacted the library cuts, among various other city spending reductions. In that four-month window, the New York Public Library System, which serves Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, welcomed more than 2.6 million visitors to its branches and registered 195,897 new library cards, according to data in the report. That's a jump from the 2.4 million visitors and 142,933 new library card registrations the system saw in the same four-month window in 2022, the data show. Adams, whose team started negotiations with the council this month on next fiscal year's $109 billion budget, has argued he must push through difficult cuts across all municipal agencies to address ballooning deficits exacerbated by expiring federal aid and the tens of millions of dollars the city's spending every month to care for newly arrived migrants. The November cut that resulted in the end of Sunday hours at all branches, as well as a hiring freeze and reduction in some social programs, reduced city funding for the library systems by about $23.6 million this fiscal year. Initially, Adams planned to slash funding further for libraries this month, but he backed off that idea after city tax revenue projections greatly improved and the three systems warned that another cut would force them to eliminate Saturday hours too. Adams spokeswoman Liz Garcia wouldn't say whether the increased demand for city library services is giving the mayor second thoughts about his November cuts. But Garcia tied the increase to our investments in public safety, public spaces, and working class people as part of our holistic approach to accelerating our economic recovery. The report doesn't offer an explanation for the increase in demand for library services across the city, but it was noted that the uptick comes as many of the tens of thousands of mostly Latin American migrants who have arrived in the city since 2022 are known to patronize libraries. In a joint statement to the Daily News, the three public library systems said the upswing in service shows New Yorkers understand the value of libraries and very much need and rely on what we offer. Last year, Adams said he would subject all agencies, including the libraries, to another round of budget cuts in April unless the city's fiscal situation greatly improves. He hasn't ruled out moving forward with those cuts. He has, however, suggested the library systems consider dipping into their endowments, which are provided by private donors, to bridge some of the funding gaps caused by the cuts. During an interfaith breakfast event at the NYPL Central Branch in Manhattan Wednesday morning, Adams steered clear of talking about the budgetary issues looming over libraries and focused his remarks on spirituality. His chief advisor, Ingrid Lewis-Martin, though, said in remarks at the event that the mayor's a big library supporter. The mayor believes in libraries, she said. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.